Cause if there's more to life than baseball, I don't want to live.
This is so exciting. I absolutely love this. The Milwaukee Brewers are teaming up with the Milwaukee Police Department to once again hand out baseball trading cards. The initiative was not only revamped last year, but it was very successful. Everybody absolutely loves this. The cards are super cool, and we have some awesome guests to lead us through it. Rick Schlesinger from the Brewers is the president of business operations. He is with us, and also joining us this afternoon is Sergeant Efren Cornejo from the Milwaukee Police Department. Sergeant, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Rick, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Rick, let's start with you. Why are these partnerships so so important?
You know, I think there is really a sense that, you know, as a community asset, the Brewers owe a lot to the people of Wisconsin and the people of Milwaukee. And one of the small ways we can do it is to help facilitate, you know, dialogue, interactions in a positive way between, you know, the hardworking people of Milwaukee Police and the kids in our neighborhoods. You know, it's a great sort of icebreaker. If you, a police officer has baseball cards to show a kid, creates a connection, a bond, and, you know, also has the ancillary benefit of maybe turning that kid into a Brewers fan. And that person could be ultimately, you know, a player, a season ticket holder, a fan for life. So it's good connections for everybody.
Yes, I agree. Those little things do change lives. That's how Lil Wayne became a huge Packers fan. Is because his dad came home with some Packers gear.
That's such a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see the cards, and they are really sweet, text the word watch to 855-616-1620. Text the word watch. You can see the cards. They're kind of like a combination of superheroes and a comic book feel.
Oh,
they're absolutely beautiful.
I love it.
Sergeant, I want your perspective on that same kind of question. What does this do for you guys? Why is this such a cool thing?
Well, for us, first of all, it's exciting to be able to hand out these cards to our community members. But, you know, I just think about when I was a kid and I remember having to interact with officers and ask them for a baseball card back when I was growing up. So for me, it's very exciting to be able to be on the other end of this now, where I'm able to receive that question from a community member to ask me for a baseball card. And now I'm able to hand this out. You know, it really helps us humanize each other and show the kids that we're here to help, right? And this partnership with the Brewers is very great. We really appreciate them helping us last year with this and restarting this, because I could tell you many times when I was out in patrol, I still have adults asking me for baseball cards. So, since it kicked off last year, actually, I still receive occasionally a phone call or an email from parents asking us if we still do this because they want to introduce this tradition to their kids.
Oh, I love that.
I do too.
That's so amazing.
How will they be distributed? Yeah. How will your officers all be given some? Will guys who are on the street have a certain amount? Will how will they decide when they want to hand them out? How does it work?
So we are going to be distributing them to everyone out on the street when we have them. We do have some already. I think we're still waiting on some more to come in. But we still have some left over from last year, so we'll still be handing all those out. What we encourage, you know, everyone in our community and the public, if you see a police officer, ask them if they have some baseball cards.
That's so fun. And Rick, I think that it's now expanding. Isn't it going up to Green Bay and other police stations that are doing this as well?
Right. We're working with Madison, Green Bay, La Crosse, and eventually and Kenosha. Can't forget Kenosha. And, you know, ultimately, we're going to try to, you know, expand it to more spaces around the state. And, you know, we're a regional team and we want, you know, people to have great interactions with the local police departments and their communities, and also to create Brewers fandom. So it's a great, you know, partnership with the local law enforcement. And it's a lot of fun. And I had some of the players also complain that they weren't featured in this first set. So it's sort of a little competition among some of the players that they want to be featured, because, as John, you said, the cards are great. They're like pop art. They're like, you know, they echo from like Batman, you know, the 1960s, Kaboom, and they're really well done. And we put a lot of time and effort. We had a Los Angeles artist put this together, and he's sort of gotten a reputation for putting this kind of pop art together. So we're really pleased that he was able to partner with us.
That's
to do
so
this.
Cool. Bryce Terang looks like the Flash, doesn't he?
Yes. And Bryce Terang, you guys, this is part of the magic of these cards. They have cool messages on them too. Bryce Terang has the little bubbles like you'd see in a superhero cartoon. And he says, speed isn't just how fast you move, it's how fast you think. So, Sergeant, how important is that messaging that this isn't just their heroes on the gridiron, which, I mean, on the baseball field, excuse me, which it is, but it's also guys that are trying to mentor them and be role models for them?
It is very important. You know, we have to get that messaging out there, and positive messages like that to get people to think are just as equal as important as of seeing it from someone, as you call the superhero, right? And these cards, when I first saw the cards, I thought they gave me the impression of a comic book.
Yes.
Right. And so cover of a comic book, and, you know, many of these players are looked up and idolized, and I hope they get this positive role model style for these kids. And that's what we just try to do and try to continue to bring that fandom to the kids. And
yeah, you can see it if you text WATCH to 855-616-1620. WATCH, 855-616-1620. You can see them all. How big are they?
They're the size of a regular normal base card.
Because it looks like it's the cover of a comic. So I was thinking, oh, it's going to be big. But you made it a little bit smaller, right?
Well, that's probably something the Brewers could answer.
Oh, go ahead.
But
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, go
we
ahead.
Made them baseball card size, and they actually come in sort of wax, you know, sort of covering that evokes memories of, you know, how baseball cards are packed from the old days. So it's, yeah, they're designed to be portable, easy for the police officers to hand out, easy for the kids to hold. And, yeah, they're really fun. I could not be more pleased with how they turned out because, again, you know, there was a lot of care, and the artist who did this really took his time and really made it a passion of his to do this.
When is the Rick Schlesinger card coming out? You'd look good as a superhero.
Yeah, we're trying to create bonds with our little kids, not to scare them away. So I'm probably not going to be featured. But, you know, I suppose I could have the artist commission one for me, but I don't think it'd be very popular. But
I don't know which one I like more. I think, do you like Terang or Churio? Look at the Churio that has a Kaboo. It says Kabru.
It's so cool.
It's so cute.
I love them all. Sal Frelick looks like he's diving for the ball, and that's the message, too. You don't wait for greatness. You got to dive for it. You got to go get it. Hey, Rick, I'm proud of a lot of things the Brewers do. You guys always do things the right way, and this is such a cool partnership. Thanks for taking part in this. Rick, thanks for spearheading this, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Sergeant, thank you so much for spending some time with us. This is fantastic, and thank you for what your men and women do every single day to take us through our city in a safe way, for keeping us safe. We don't take it for granted. Make sure you thank them for us.
Thank you, and as always, for having us, but especially for supporting us. We really appreciate it. A lot of our officers enjoy hearing that.
It's good stuff. We're so glad that you're here.